Coach, let me ask you about Mariana Plaza. I know, like you said, she was really filling up the box score last year for you. So did she have any goals in mind for the summer? I know with sometimes with top players, complacency can become an issue. You know, were there things in her game that she worked on to try and take that next step as a player?
Complacency is never going to be an issue.
Okay.
But even then, she was working on ball handling, getting to her left, a lot of what she is trying to get better at is finishing around the rim, initiating contact, and then kind of how do I get the shot that I want? You know, if she wants to get a jumper off the right block, what moves is she going to go through, or what's going to be her sequence to actually get to that spot on the floor? And those are the things that she was working on, even the mental part of the game, and she was kind of stuck in rehab mode for a couple months.
Jason, you're in the SBC. You're the only coach in Lorain County in the SBC. Just tell us a little bit about the league this year and where you think you guys might fit in.
Well, we've got perennial champion Bellevue. They have won 10 conference titles in a row in the SBC. So they're obviously going to be top of the mountain until somebody knocks them off. We expect that they'll come back to the pack a little bit this year.
Well, Coach, we're scheduled to have you on a couple of times. We've got you a couple days before Christmas as you entertain Bay. Also, you're going to host Wellington to end the regular season. I know you've got that tip-off classic this weekend. Best of luck, and thanks for joining us. That is Jason Sokol, the head coach of the Vermilion Lady Sailors, and let's bring in Brittany McNamara, the head coach of the Midview Middies. Brittany in her first year as head coach of the Middies, but certainly not a stranger. She was the head coach at Berea Mid Park prior to this, of course, played...